Oklahomans are used to tornadoes and all kinds of other storms. After all, the region is known as Tornado Alley. One of the largest twisters ever to hit Oklahoma was in Moore in 1999. Since then, there have been three other tornadoes in Moore, including this most recent. Kelly Fry grew up in Oklahoma in a town called El Reno, and she's now the editor of The Oklahoman. She's with us on the line. And Kelly, what was it like to grow up in Tornado Alley?
You knew when the sky was turning dark that you had to get on your bike and hurry home. You knew what to do when the tornado sirens went off. In the schools, for example, we would have tornado drills, you know, where we would line up and we'd go to the hall and crouch down and you know, put your head against the wall and cover your head up.
I understand there's something called a wall cloud, which is a new term to me, but it sounds like it's a common one to folks in Oklahoma. What is a wall cloud and what are you supposed to do when you see one?
Right. You know, I don't even know if that's like the technical name or that's what we call it, but you know what it is. You know, if you look up to the sky, generally to the west, and you can see the horizon, and the wall cloud is a really large cloud that it's like got a horizontal line on it, and there you can see the gap between the earth and the cloud, and there's usually some light behind it, but you'll be able to see little tails dip down out of a wall cloud.
What are you supposed to do when you see that coming?
Well, you pay attention. Most people tune to the radio or turn on the TV and say, where's the storm? We have mobile alerts now. I mean, we're just very well connected to weather and what's going on. We're probably more weather aware than other areas of the country.
I understand that you also grew up with what's basically a lot of tornado lore.
Mm-hmm. I spent my whole childhood believing that my hometown of El Reno would never get hit by a tornado because it was between two rivers. I have no idea what that was based in. I think it was just kind of an old legend because El Reno has been hit by a tornado.
Oh.
But I just completely was at ease as a child, not really worried. I mean, I paid attention, but I wasn't that worried because I just knew we would never get hit.
And do most people have some kind of, if not a basement or a cellar, some kind of formal storm shelter on their properties?
They really don't. After the May 3rd tornado, I think a lot more people did that. That was the worst tornado we had ever seen. After that, I know that, like, when I saw a picture of a foundation and the carpet had all been sucked off, the water had been sucked out of the swimming pool, there was nothing left but the cement slab of the home. That's when I had a different respect for tornadoes, and a lot of people did. They thought, wow, I guess going to the center of your house and putting your batting helmet on would not have been enough in that situation.
Having been through that May 1999 tornado, how would you say this one compares?
Initially, we think this one is much worse. It was just unbearable to watch it. The power transformers pop in a storm, and when you see those pop on television, you know it's hitting the ground. And every time you'd see those, it would just, your heart would sink because you knew, you know, it was hitting people's homes and businesses.
You know, as we've talked about, people who live in Oklahoma, this is a fact of life. Do you think that people still take every storm as seriously? Is there any sense of complacency that kicks in?
There is a sense of complacency. Immediately after a big event like this, everybody is far more cautious. But eventually, normal life returns, and too many Oklahomans, you hear the siren and you run outside and you look up at the sky, where most people would think it'd be the opposite. We had cars lined up with people out with their cell phones taking pictures of this storm.
You know, one thing we heard is that there's been an incredible outreach effort in the Moore area, people offering homes and housing and pet-friendly housing and people coming with water. What are you seeing in terms of outreach?
There is no need that is not met by fellow Oklahomans. Parents use it as a teaching moment for their children. They'll go and they'll buy a case of water. They'll buy work gloves. Any need that goes out, if the police, the fire, the ambulance, anybody needs anything, they will be inundated immediately. There will be a lot, I mean, just the cleanup, the rebuilding. People need temporary housing. The needs, I mean, the injuries, the dollar amount is just really over the top.
Kelly, thanks very much, and please be safe.
Thank you.
Kelly Fry grew up in Oklahoma and is now editor of The Oklahoman. For details on how to help people affected by the tornado, go to hereandnow.org. Churches in Oklahoma have quickly become emergency tent centers for people who are homeless or trying to find family members, and for people who are grieving. Nancy Reeves runs a volunteer trauma recovery program at St. Andrew's United Methodist Church in Moore, and she joins us from the Tornado Recovery Center at First Baptist Church in the city. And Nancy, what do you tell parents who fear hearing the very worst news, that their child didn't survive?
You know, I don't know the words that you can tell someone other than that you're praying with them and for them and simply be there for them. I don't think there are any words you can say.
Some of the reunions that happened yesterday between parents and kids must have been some of the most, you know, emotional things imaginable.
Yes, yes, yes. Someone has said that the anticipation of disaster is almost as devastating as the disaster itself. And when you don't know, it's sort of like when you send your son to Afghanistan, you don't know if they will be back. But you never expect to send your child to school and not know that they will be back. Yeah.